Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1611 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, won't forget it. I have heard people say that Frank was a man of bad character. This was the general talk among the girls in the factory. I heard the employees in the factory talk frequently about Frank being attentive to the women working the factory, whose reputation were bad, and I have seen myself Frank spend a great deal of his time with this woman whose reputation was bad. I don't know myself that anything wrong ever occurred between them, but I do know that he devoted a great deal of his time talking to her than was necessary, and that it was generally understood among the girls in the factory that Frank didn't have the best reputation, and that his character was bad. I found in the office of the Solicitor General, Hugh M. Dorsey, on this Monday, April 20th, 1914, a young lady. I looked at her and thought I recognized her face, though I could not call her name. I was afterwards informed that this was Miss Ruth Robinson, and I knew that I never talked to Miss Ruth Robinson a moment in my life, either at the office of the Solicitor General or anywhere else on earth. And if Dewey Hewell ever talked together, I don't know anything about it. And if Ruth Robinson heard what Dewey Hewell said to me, I don't know anything about it. But everything that was ever said to me by Dewey Hewell or by Dewey Hewell to me was said in the room where there were other people who could have heard it if they had wished to. Sometime recently, two men, one of whom was W.W. Rogers, and the other being, as I have been informed, the detective W.J. Burns, came to see me with reference to my evidence. Rogers and Burns tried to talk to me about my evidence. I told them emphatically that if they were to come to me in 100 years from now, that I would still be the same because it was the truth. I was very enthusiastic in telling this man Burns how that I didn't intend to waste any time going over with him evidence which I had given and which was the truth. This was the only enthusiasm I ever remember to have shown in connection with this case. These men disputed the little time they talked to me my word and said they supposed Miss Grace Hicks knew where Mary Fagan worked. Rogers then said, "Come on, let's go, we can't get anything from her." And I said, "I am tired of your company and wish you would go on, for I don't like to be called a 97 story, among other things, one of these men representing themselves."